B-Pod Studios.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you. Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Your chance to win a hundos. A hundred. Come to
You're so cool.
At 7 a.m. Less than 10 minutes now, you could win. And to be quite honest with you, we're probably going to ask you to call in like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So NBA All-Star Weekend was here. You guys were in Florida. We talked about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Nicole and I got to do something really cool. There was a pop-up show with Migos that we got invited to.
Yes, Migos. Do you know how many people are in Migos now?
3.
Do you know their names?
Offset.
Oh, I thought it was 2.
Mm-hmm. Offset is with Cardi B. Quavo.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who is in the Justin Bieber DJ Khaled song.
He gets so
Quavo. And the third one is Hamza.
His name's Takeoff.
Takeoff.
How come that guy gets no crew, like no
Offset
press?
I don't know, but like if you watch him, like I didn't really even notice him. But if you watch him, he's so cool because he just kind of like bobs around. Because Quavo
does he
is
contribute?
Quavo.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or is he like a hype man?
Yeah. Is he the ones that goes like bloop, bloop, in the back of the song?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And, every band needs a Kelly Rowland. Don't forget.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
yeah. And the songs all of a sudden you're like, yep, bloop, bloop.
But what was funny was it was sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Okay.
So they were really good because every time a song was over, they were like, Dew-da-dew. Go grab some ice. It's hot in here. Ooh, when I say mountain, you say dew.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they went all in.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. How about you like Spider-Man?
So that was really cool. And then after that, that was Saturday night, I went to the Spectrum Center to go watch the three-point contest and the dunk contest.
Okay.
And when you leave the Epicenter uptown, you guys, you got to walk across the street to get to the Spectrum Center. And even just to get into the Spectrum Center, to be around the center, you had to have a ticket. So they set up a fence around the perimeter.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Spectrum Center, if you didn't have a ticket, you couldn't even get in to get to the line to get into the arena. You understand?
Right.
So as I'm walking over, I see somebody come flying down the hill right where the Epicenter is on like an adult glider bike. No mm-hmm. pedals. It's like an adult white bike. And I was like, whoa. And that person like cuts up to the line where we're going to go in. So there's 2 lines. One line is for credentialed people. And I was lucky enough to have a media credential. And the other line is for everyone else. And, you know, people that are just going to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk up to the credential line, and they're like, come on through. As I do that, I hear, Cam, hey, Cam. And I look, the person on the white glider bike is Cam Newton.
Oh, wow.
So how did you help him?
Well, he can't get through. So I said, Cam, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through the shorter line. So Cam follows me, and he's going, look out, coming through. And everybody's like, Cam, yeah, Cam. You know, that's what I love about Cam Newton is that he is just anywhere in town. You know, mm-hmm. we hear stories about that all the time. So I go through security first, and I was like, all right, bud, you know, later. And with that, like, I look to see him come through the line,
yeah,
and he's not coming through.
Oh, they've stopped him.
Instead, I see an older gentleman in a suit shaking his head no.
Wait, why?
To Cam Newton.
He doesn't know who he is.
So a lot of security, the NBA brought in people from all over the country, not just local security. And I have a feeling Cam was dressed. He had a hat on. He had dark glasses mm-hmm. on. Maybe the guy didn't recognize him, knew that he was somebody, but didn't know who he was. And he's like, sorry, only credentialed people through this line. I go back and I hear that. And I say to the guy, you got to let Cam through. Guy goes, I can't do it. I go, and Cam's just sitting there. He goes, but I'm about to go on TNT to do TV. Yeah. I got to get on. I go, you got to let Cam through. And the guy goes to me, even with the bicycle? I go, just let Cam through.
Even with the bicycle.
And the guy goes, all right, follow him through. And then with that, Cam takes off. He goes, thanks, matey. And that was it. But the guy was giving Cam a hard time. Cam Newton.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, they brought in people from out of town, so that person may not have really known who he was.
You know, I'm not going to say no to, like, anyone that's, like, 6'5".
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, let's stop the entrance.
Right, right. And I'm sure,
right,
like,
this way, sir.
But you have to give a pass to certain people. Like, if I was on a bicycle, no, you don't let me through. But yeah, you know that guy was told, like, no firearms, mm-hmm, no bicycles, no skateboards. Right. And he's like, oh, I can't let you through with that.
I love also the miscommunication that no one told security Cam Newton's coming.
Right. Well, I don't think Cam... See, Cam didn't know that the perimeter security was going to be set up.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just getting into the game. It was actually getting to the stadium,
yeah,
or the arena. You had to go through security. I go, you got to let Cam in. He goes, even with the bike? I go, you got to let Cam in. I don't know what to tell you. The guy runs Charlotte. He runs, yeah, the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Let him in.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.